Joe and Alex show on radio now. Sorry we fight like two old people, but I just can't take it sometimes, Alex. You're not, just because you don't do something.
I didn't say it wasn't just because I didn't do it. I said nobody does it. I don't know one person that does.
Which call doesn't us, mean people don't.
Call us and then throughout the garbage, we'll take your calls. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll get a couple people on the phone. Do you watch people's Instagram highlights?
Not the story that you click on, like their face or their image, and it goes through, but it's actually, you post it up there and you save it, and it's always there on their profile
right,
when you click on it.
Like right under the bio and right before the pictures, like the story.
Right. Joe says he watches those all the time. I told him I don't know one person. I'm 25. If you don't know how old I am, I'm 25 years old. I don't know one person that is like, oh, did you see so-and-so's Instagram highlight or see people looking at them? They never do. Call us. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you do or don't watch Instagram highlights, we want to know. So here's the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Okay, we have a call about the Instagram story watching.
Holly, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Do you actually watch, not the Instagram story,
highlights,
but the highlights on Instagram? Hold on, Holly. Go ahead. What'd you say?
I do not watch the highlights.
Okay, why don't you? What's wrong with you? Do you know how to do Instagram?
Oh, I do so hard. But I didn't know they were a thing until recently when I was on my own profile and saw where you could like click through your own highlights, and I was like, what is that? Clicked on it, went through them, but I've never done it on someone else's.
Thank you. I'm trying to tell Joe nobody
so
watches.
Alex has one person that says they also don't, and that's the end all be all.
You know what I do like about the highlights? When people make like letters and write their name. That's a good use for
boring.
It.
Boring. Okay.
Okay, now that's lame. Never mind. Porkchop, you are not helping my argument. Holly, God bless you. Thank you for listening
Warner
to
Brothers,
the Joe
and
Alex Show.
Warner Brothers and is it Mattel? That's the toy Marant toy
Correct.
Company. They announced yesterday that Margot Robbie will portray Barbie in an upcoming live action movie. Robbie said, over the brand's almost 60 years, Barbie has empowered kids to imagine themselves in aspirational roles from a princess to president. I'm so honored to take on this role and produce a film that I believe will have a tremendously positive impact on children and audiences worldwide. I can't imagine better partners than Warner Brothers and Mattel to bring this film to the big screen. Amy Schumer and Anne Hathaway have previously been connected to play Barbie. Barbie, the movie, is expected to come out sometime in 2020. I'm obsessed with Margot Robbie right now, especially after I, Tanya. If you still haven't seen that movie, you need to watch that. But
I didn't realize she was British either. Did you know that?
Yes.
I didn't know that. And I'm like, whoa, you talk differently when you're not on the screen.
I know. She did such a good job. Diane Kruger hasn't said much publicly about the baby girl she and Norman Reedus welcomed in November, but yesterday she posted a statement on Instagram about her family's need for privacy. She explained that she and Reedus had been tagged in paparazzi photos that showed their child, and she was not okay. She said she did not okay them. She doesn't want her child to grow up with like the spotlight on them. She wants her kid to grow up in privacy and safety. So she asked people that had shared the images to remove them. Fans applauded her classy request and said that they regretted that she had to broach the subject at all. And during an interview with Access Hollywood, Marie Osmond answered questions about her brother Donnie potentially being the peacock on that new show, The Masked Singer. Have mm-hmm. you watched that yet?
I have not. Everybody says it's really good, but it feels so dumb to me.
Everybody, oh my gosh. When I saw the concept of this show, I said, why did I not think of this? This is totally a show I feel like I would have thought
Wait,
of.
Wait, do you
so
like
weird.
It though?
So I haven't gotten to watch it yet. I keep wanting to and forgetting to like look up the time that it's on, but I want to watch it so bad. But what happened was, so I guess people dress up in these elaborate costumes. You cannot see them at all. They sing, and then the judges guess who they think is behind the mask singing, and they're all like different famous, random famous people. And so a lot of people have been thinking it's Donny Osmond in the peacock costume, but this is what Marie did. I mean, she pretty much ruined the whole show.
You talk about him being, he's got to be all right because he's doing this other show, The Masked Singer.
He's great as the peacock.
He's great as the peacock. What do you think?
Is he a peacock?
How old was Donnie when he started performing?
We started the same year. He was 5, I was 3.
That's one of the clues he gave away.
I know, I told him, I said, why are you giving away such easy clues?
Oh, well, way to go there.
All right, so we have more people that are calling in saying whether or not they watch highlights on Instagram, which I say no one does, and Joe says, I do, so that means everybody does.
I didn't say everybody, but I think you're wrong saying most don't. By the way, at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, so you can go check out our highlights. We have some. Hey, Madison, do you check out the highlights on Instagram?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what did I say?
How often?
It's kind of really just when I, it sounds really creepy, but when I'm stalking somebody.
Okay, well.
When I really want to know more about that person.
Gotcha. I only do it one time.
Okay.
Like whenever I go to their profile. Like if I just became friends with Porkchop or followed him on Instagram and I saw that.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that's cool because people do it like for food, travel. I mean, whatever. Just their pets are like, it's kind of a way.
Their pets.
It's like your bio or personality to get to know you. Yes, Alex, people actually have
no,
pets.
No, I know,
and
but
love
I don't know who's clicking on somebody's highlight just to watch more videos of their pet. Okay, so you have a point.
Mine, Benny and Paddington.
We'll do one more call, and then they can be the tiebreaker.
All right, and I'll be all right here. Dan, what's up, Dan?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What did you want to say?
Well, just that I don't watch the Instagram highlights. I do, however, Facebook stalk people when I'm doing interviews. We're doing a lot of work interviews at the moment, and the first thing I do is check them out on Facebook and have a look at their pictures and see what sort of person they are.
Okay, but what about Instagram highlights? Do you watch those? No?
He said no.
No.
There we go. Thank you.
Hey, Dan. Thank you, buddy.
I love being right.
Listen, I took Dan off. He hasn't counted. He's British.
Oh, no.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, this mom says she's better than all the other moms out there because she does something that we've actually kind of heard was a bad thing to do. So now we want to know, what do you think? Find out what she's doing. Maybe you need to step your game up. That's next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.